This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Steven is an owner-operator truck driver.
Hiya, folks.
Steven traded up to Geico for serious commercial insurance for both his truck and cargo, all for a seriously great rate.
Ooh, I got one.
Got one what?
A good pun.
This isn't one of those ads.
There's something wrong with that forklift, but it's a giant fork you can't lift, right?
We take commercial insurance very seriously here, Steven.
I'm only semi-serious, huh? You get it?
I see what you did there. Get more with Geico Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's the silver sun. You best walk her away. Watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? Gone to Carolina in my mind. There ain't no doubt.
It's the Malcolm Go podcast, starting softly with a little James Taylor, Carolina on my mind, December 11th, 2024. We got KP. We got the snake from Western Mass cleaning his new piece over Zoom. Tyler, apparently, after 5 years or 10 years of doing this podcast, forgot we did it on Wednesday evenings and is out to dinner, I guess, now.
He was going to get acai bowls with his boyfriend.
I wouldn't doubt to stuff it up each other's anal cavities.
Popping one of those balloon knots.
I'm sitting here. I'm having myself a beverage. I'm drinking the St. Bernardus Apt 12, which is known to be the finest beer in the world made by Trappist monks. No, we're not sponsored by them. I find them not to my taste, I'm going to be quite honest. I'm more of an American light beer man myself. Throw me a Keystone Light. Give me a Keystone Light.
I had quite a few.
I'm not bevies. Tired. All I'm hearing is feedback from KP's microphone.
Are you?
Let me get on.
And I'm about. I might call.
I think you're the problem, Snake. I think it's you, babe.
Dude, it's coming. I can like feel it coming from your microphone.
I don't know. I don't know if I hear it. Certainly not as bad as last week, where people were emailing ferocious. Ferocious words back to me about how terrible.
Yeah, but then I pulled out the greatest outfit that's ever been seen.
Yeah,
and people are clamoring.
It was a good fit.
We'll start. We're gentlemen. We'll start it off correctly. Congratulations.
Yeah. Shout out to me
to young Kenneth, who is now a graduate of Top Gun, and he's moving on to. He's going to be shipping chocolate milk all across the great earth, from base to base. And
somebody has to do it. Yeah,
listen, he's graduated from the institution. That's why we were out the last 2 weeks. We had a handsome boy's birthday, me, and Kenneth's had a big graduation down in Texas. So proper kudos are due to my young cousin, who is now a pilot in something. I'm not sure exactly what, but he does
the United somebody. In the Mexican Air Force. It was a big graduation. It was a big deal. And then I whipped out my Patriot sleeves, and I wasn't gonna tell you guys. And then your mother sent a picture, and it was a cool picture of me, so I had to send it.
You were nervous?
Because I was just gonna whip it out for the Snake's wedding, and just not tell anyone.
I like that move, Vince. Are we going full black tie? Because that was a tuxedo, was it not, Kenneth?
Yeah, I was full mess dress.
You can wear whatever you want.
So there's not gonna be a code for the groomsmen's.
I feel like
no.
I feel
have,
like...
Fun, have fun with it, you know. I would like to get together and maybe do some Tommy Shelby outfits.
Oh, I like all of that. I like where we're starting.
I'm going full flight suit here. I'm going full flight suit.
If I was TP, I'd definitely do it. There's not gonna be like one single girl there. So.
And by I'm taking one man. Single girl. He means not one girl at all. Not one single girl.
Frank's wife was trying to get me to bring his her best friend to the wedding. Bring Julie as my plus one here.
He has a husband. He's not. Is he? She? Oh okay.
No. She wasn't invited.
No.
I said.
And
do what?
I'll get him, man. I'll text Katie.
You can't he's firing off. He's already got the invitations out, and he's firing off new invitations.
Bree's gonna lose her mind.
Listen. Also, do I have to be up a day earlier than other people due to rehearsals?
I'm not sure that I do. Do I have to be there early, Vince?
I don't think you do, but I'm the one doing the nuptials. I'm already started. I'm already a couple rough drafts in.
That's true. Well, you think we could?
I'm gonna get.
You
the
think
call
we throw an invite to? Do you think we throw an invite towards Drake?
Drake should come. I mean, we're partial to Carolina men here on this podcast. This is a pro. Wow, Carolina.
That's the first time you fucking idiots have said anything pro Carolina.
We are a pro Carolina so podcast here. Young Bill Belichick, a man of advanced age and young at heart, got his girlfriend daughter into college today. going for her bachelor's in dance at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And Bill, as a side hustle, is going to coach their football team, a Tier 3 ACC team. And he's going to be in the national championship within 3 years. And it's going to be the greatest thing ever.
Did you see the contract, though? 3 years, 30 mil?
Do you think he cares about money? He gave them.
No, I'm saying that is fucking nuts. 3 years, $30 million is Saban money.
Yeah, he's fucking better than Nick Saban. I mean, what are you talking about?
No, at college football, first, shut up. He's better than Nick Saban at coaching college football. Shut up.
I would like to say, so how does it work the other way? Because Nick Saban came up to coach the Dolphins. I'm sure he got a ridiculous.
Do you know how much different it's going to be for Bill coaching 18-year-old kids fresh off the streets that have never been screamed at in their life?
No, well, Nick Saban left the NFL to go to college. What's the difference? He went to
and dominated.
Yeah, he went to He went NFL with the Browns, then went to Michigan State, and then wherever fuck else he went, LSU, and
then Miami.
Yeah, to the Dolphins, and then went back to college. So like, he couldn't really do. He was doing good, fine. He was the middle of the pack coach. They picked the wrong quarterback in Miami. If he got Drew Brees, I mean, he'd still be coaching probably now the Dolphins. They picked Culpepper over him. And it fucked his
life. I will say this. I'm anti this move because I think Bill's SEC good, not ACC good. Let's start
Bill,
there. And there's a certain
nice
team.
Area.
Yeah, Fayetteville, Arkansas would have been great for him next year.
I just don't understand it. Make it make sense.
There's no. Well, he's 72. He just loves. Like, there's a few people that love what they do and excel at it. There's like, you know, fucking Elon Musk likes building rockets. So he'd probably do it for really cheap. Bill just needs to coach people. Like that. I'm not even joking if I told you, like, if Navy fired their coach today and were like, we'll just let you could do whatever you want, Bill. He would have been on the first fucking plane to Annapolis coaching the Navy midshipmen.
Yeah, but like,
only that fucking.
Why wouldn't they just do it?
That's what I said. I said, if he was thinking, the fact that he was thinking about going to North Carolina, even in the first place, Navy should have fired their coach and said, do you want to be the coach? That's the only thing they should have said. He would have literally been there by fucking this afternoon signing.
Yeah, but Bill's supposed to be SEC good, SEC West good, not fucking low level. He will look good in Tar Heel blue. I'll give him that. He'll look good in Tar Heel blue.
I got a white T-shirt already on my Christmas list. It says Carolina football on it. They're coming to the Cuse next year. Late season. We might be fucking heading up to the Dome, boys.
Tony's going to be cheering against his alma mater.
I got to see my guy. I got to go see my guy.
What if he's bad? Nobody talks about what if he's bad. I do. I will say this. I want to read the Bible. I want to read what's in the Bible. You know what?
That thing, exactly, by the way, that's the reason he got 3 years, $30 million, which, like, no head coach gets 3 years. In colleges specifically.
Yeah, because he guaranteed his son. It's like his son gets to be the predecessor.
That's like one of them, is his son has to be the head coach next. And I'm sure it was a billion things. Like, I'm not recruiting a person. Like, that's why he brought, it just dropped right before we came on the pod. Mike Lombardi is going to be the GM of the team. So he's going to be, like, heading the recruiting and doing all that shit. And Bill's just going to coach these fucking kids.
I heard, there's a rumor going around Gerard Mayo is going to coach the linebackers, I think, is what they're saying.
He couldn't play linebacker at fucking North Carolina right now. Fucking
What kind of NIL money do they have?
Dude, I'm sure they could get
whatever.
They
have fucking Jordan behind it.
Yeah, he did go there. That is true.
And fucking Lawrence Taylor. I mean, Michael Jordan literally is the sponsor of the uniforms. I mean,
and Drake May. What are we talking about? They have Drake May. Legendary Drake May's following the boys.
I think Lawrence Taylor is like... net worth is $100,000. I think he would.
It's not like, the money. It's just Bill loves him so much that like, he's like, I just kind of got to go see where it originated.
Is he alive? Is LT still alive over there?
Yeah, every once in a while, he gets caught with like a transvestite hooker, but I mean, he's still living.
Yeah, I mean, it does happen to the best of us, for being completely honest.
Now and again, you get tricked now and again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just embarrassing when their dick's bigger than yours. From experience,
I was telling my wife the other day, I was watching. The red carpet of Gladiator 2. And they were walking that guy that was, you know, like that. He's like the, I don't know what he is, Spanish or fucking South American. He's like walking the red carpet. I was like, oh, wow, his wife's pretty. And just thinking to myself. And then they were like, that's his name. Pedro Pascal's here with his sister. And she had some weird name. And they were like, his trans sister. I was like, God damn it. You fucking tricked me, you cocksucker. I was like, God damn it. I could see how it happens. Like, she was very pretty. And I'm like, I was like, I don't know how long ago she transitioned, but she fucking, you know, with all this plastic surgery with all the famous girls nowadays, you like, I mean, you can't.
Yeah, they're getting good. They're getting good. I'm just
talking about, like, the girls, like regular girls themselves now are like the lips and the butt and the fucking cheeks. They all like have the same face now. Every single like person just copies the Kardashians' plastic surgery. So like almost everybody has the same face shape, and that's what they do to the trans girls. And then see what happens.
You've been watching Joe like me. You've been on way too much reality TV here, Toe.
No, I'm not. That's just reality. It's not reality TV.
We should probably talk about the Patriots. I don't even know who they played.
They haven't played in 2 weeks. That's what we took last week off. The 2 weeks ago, they embarrassingly lost again.
Who do they play this week?
Who are we playing this week? We're playing the fucking fuck faces.
Buffalo?
Yeah, no. We're playing God damn it.
Oh, the Cardinals. They play the Cardinals
on the road, yes. So who did they lose to last time? The Colts? Did we talk about the Colts game?
Yeah, they lost it. I don't even want to talk about it. If we didn't talk about it, but we don't have to. Like, it's all right.
I don't know. That was another pitiful game where they just let down Drake. I mean, there was so much wrong with that game from the start, but like,
you cannot lose to that fucking loser quarterback. That guy stinks.
Maybe the worst quarterback in NFL history is beyond. Like, I get it; he can run and he's big, but he can't throw worth a lick.
They still won the game, and Mayo just blew it,
dude. They won the game, and the defense is. I mean, this is like 2010 level bad, where like they're just running through him. And throwing past them. I mean, there's one good player on the defense. Everybody else has taken so many steps back. Like, Duggar can't play anymore. I get it. He's got a hurt ankle. Marcus Jones is, like, not an outside corner at all. John Jones is not doing what he's supposed to be doing. They have no linebackers. Tavai is on an island by himself, and he's fucking dog shit. Reminds me of Jamie Collins just doing whatever he wants. Devon Godchalk can't do anything because he's a nose tackle. Keon White, they move around every single play, and he fucking does whatever he wants to because he doesn't know enough about playing defensive line. I don't know. Who else did I miss? Oh, Jabril Peppers came back. He looked fine, but, like, he hadn't played in 6 weeks after fucking whatever he did, beat his girlfriend or whatever, stole her money. I don't know what he did. Doesn't even matter anymore. Like, we got criminals on the defense. We got fucking guys that can't play. They look like utter dog shit. The defense is worse than the offense, and that's saying something to this team. Drake May is the only thing that's giving me any like excitement about watching the game. Like, I thought they would beat the Colts, to be honest. Like, that was a real letdown. Anytime they play the Colts, I get up for it because I've hated them since I was a little kid. It goes back to, like, even when I was real little and they were both, like, 1-15 and they would play each other. And I would be like, oh, we got to at least beat this team. And they'd have Marshall Faulk run on us. And it just reminds me of those days. And then, obviously, the Manning years. Just put that white-on-white Colts. Just give me a fucking disgust in my mouth. And to come out.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. We are the most undisciplined horseshit team of all time.
And I was like, I know they're going for two here. I was like, I know they're going for two because, like, why wouldn't you? Rivalry on the road. It doesn't even matter. I mean, they need to win. We need to fuck. It doesn't matter what fuck happens to us. And if you watch that play back, like, Christian Barmore was fucking chop blocked at the point of attack, and the refs just kept the fucking things in their pocket. Not even held. Everyone was saying he was held. I was like, which he was, but, like, the guy was at his knees holding him, like a child would hold an adult around his ankles, and then another player came by and pushed him up top and knocked him over, which is literally by the book chop block, and they didn't call it. Just absurd. And
I mean, it doesn't matter. There were some of the most undisciplined, worst flags of all time.
Like, well, what? I don't even know. They go. I mean, they can't a series of drives without offensive, you know, mistakes.
Illegal procedure, false start, holding.
Yeah, I mean, what do they call that when you're like, you're just beating yourselves and it's not even like the defense is doing anything? At home to have false starts is just incredibly stupid. And to do it multiple times in like the same series, I don't even understand what we're doing. Like, do they even practice? Vidarian Lowe, what do you have, three false starts and a hold in this game? He's your starting left tackle. They don't have any. The best lineman they have is a guy they found off a practice squad 3 weeks ago, and he's just a center. And by the way, they're going to bench him and put Cole Strange in this week.
Yeah, Cole Strange is back. At least Osborne's off the books. That's huge for the boys.
Yeah, I'm fucking another guy. Like, again, they fucked this up too. They cut him yesterday, and, you know, whatever. Like, you don't need him. He was fucking inactive the last 3 weeks. But then you've cut him. You cut Tyquan Thornton over the last month. So now you're expecting all your rookies to play and play significantly. And then Javon Baker's on the concussion protocol today. So you knew...
For what? How did he get a concussion?
Exactly. He was obviously in it because, like, today was the first practice they had to fucking report it. So they reported it today. So they practiced, like, Monday, Tuesday because they were on a bye week. So he had a concussion. And they were like, ah, cut him today. Fuck it. Like, you couldn't wait another week to cut him? What are you doing?
No, we got to. We have to get Kendrick Bourne in there. Because if I see one more dumb Kendrick Bourne tweet, I'm going to throw my phone across my house.
About what?
I can't take it. Just about, like, in general, how we're getting better. And, like, fuck off, Kendrick Bourne. You stink.
It's getting significantly worse.
If they get Drake May two receivers this offseason, we might be back. We might be fully back.
It's not even receivers, but they need so much. I was discussing this on, first of all, I had a little incident in the Barstool comments. Somebody just, like, it felt like a shot. I think I sent it to you guys. Not that they would ever know it was me, but, like only people going to the games are mouth breathers from Saugus paying $400 a pop. I said, all right, this feels like a direct attack. It was, you know, it wasn't responding to me or talking to me, so I just went right at him. But anyway, somebody was saying, like, ugh, like, oh, because they were saying their main priority is going to be T. Higgins at the end of the season. And some guy was like, look, that's great, man. But, like, they need so much more than a receiver. I was like, I don't think you understand how much money they have. They have literally infinity dollars in NFL terms. They could get almost every free agent they want and still have plenty left over.
Like, yeah, but they also have a Jewish owner.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, that is the most southern thing I've ever heard. I mean, was it just a fact you were saying? Because that's true.
Did I say something that wasn't true, that our owner is a Jew? That true?
No, I don't think we're allowed to say that on this here podcast, and I disavow.
But you can't disavow. He is objectively...
I snuck away. I was walking to get a drink. Now, like, I just hear a hard J.
Yeah.
But I didn't say the racist term for it. I said he's a Jew.
You don't get
I,
it.
That's you, like, however, you, however, are putting stereotypes in that he won't spend money. I was just saying
what I said.
He's a Jew. No. Our owner's a Jew.
No, I said first
Bob Kraft is Jewish. That's Did I true. Say it loud enough?
That is insensitive to our Jewish listeners here on this podcast. And I disavow. I disavow this man. Does he's disavowed from the pod. He's a fifth
the top
mic.
Priority.
He's a fifth mic at
the top. The top priority should be to fire Gerard Mayo. Go get Johnson from Detroit, by the way, who's elite. And
yeah, I'm sure. Listen, just restart everything. Like you had. To be honest, if we're being fair, the offense looks like shit. Sure, but the development of Drake May, you got to be excited about. Like, okay,
right, I'll give Van Pelt a little credit that he's got Drake May's development looking
somebody
right, but he can't
him,
call plays.
Somebody called him Van Punt on Twitter, and I don't think I'll ever stop calling him that. Alex Van Punt.
Oh wait, Tony, I needed to talk about something. I meant to text you and your wife. The Saugus, the kids being on the Christmas card sitting on the Saugus sign is unbelievable. It's most ridiculous.
Our number one, our number one attribute as a family is Saugus pride. So I don't know if you knew that. Wait,
the
did,
only
did that's your new address. Did we send you a new one? I don't know if my wife knew you moved yet. We're gonna have Christmas card talk.
No, we didn't get it.
If I know Tony's wife, she got 300 cards, so you'll be good. They'll have
definitely.
An extra.
It was an elite card.
One of my favorites of all time.
Well, we got to send it to you, my guy. Forgot about it. I've seen this before. Why is he sending that fucking...
We have to dabble. We have to talk about the Patriots a little bit more. The Cardinals, I think
I'm
the Patriots...
I don't know. I might have to ban you from the podcast. Just an outrage.
What are we pro? What are we fucking... I will expose the group chat. I'll start putting shit on the internet.
Go ahead. I know you got a burner on the internet.
No, I do not. I disavow that. I definitely don't have a burner on the internet.
But no one knows where it is. I don't even know why I want to bring this up, but I just ate what would be considered like 75 servings of chips. I don't even know. I was just sitting here. I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. I had almost an entire bag of Lay's salt and vinegar chips, Goldfish, Cheez-Its, and pretzels just in one sitting, playing Assassin's Creed, dominating Greece.
That's elite.
That's
I had an elite hangover meal post grad dinner that night where we drank 400 beers and whiskeys.
What are we drinking?
We're just Jack and Cokes and Ranch Waters. We're true. No whiskey, but
white trash you are.
True. We're true. It's a fucking Air Force Base bar. It wasn't like it was flowing with expensive bourbons. It was
I thought you had a bar.
No, but the lady did have, she had her version of a Ranch Water. And I'll say this, that was excellent. Those Hispanics.
Just tequila and soda water?
Like in some tahine. And a little bit of lemon juice. Oh boy, it was good shit. But she threw down. So I woke up,
man.
Woke up 7A, threw the shorts on and flip flops. Went to the sauna. Got in the sauna. Didn't realize all the sauna would do was expedite the hangover.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Felt like dog shit. So I went and ate. I went and ate 8 taquitos from the gas station.
That's what I said. That's remember when I did that in Germany? I was like, I went to Oktoberfest night one and I woke up. I was like, I'm in this 8-star hotel. I'm definitely using this fucking spa sauna. I went in and it was legitimately not even a joke, 190 degrees Fahrenheit. And I went in, I was like, my chain was burning my neck. I was like, it's too hot. This is too hot. And
they don't fuck in Europe. The saunas are hot.
Yeah.
Way hotter than.
Yeah, they had both. They had the steam room, which was 100% humidity. Sorry, which one's? Yeah, 100% humidity and like 130 degrees, which was even worse.
You gotta take the chain off anytime you go into the.
Oh my god!
I don't think you know who I am. I need. There's a certain status that comes with being a Saugus Italian that you can't. You can't.
The chain doesn't come.
No, it doesn't come off. It's locked on. I'm one step away from getting those links taken away from, you know, getting the clasp taken off and just linking it in.
I'm almost to the point where I go sauna naked here, but I go to the sauna here when I'm home. It's an army base, which naturally means a lot of old retired black men. Nice. And I'm not there yet.
You just
not there.
You just enter on your knees, just ready.
I'm just,
I'm just really not there. I'm full t-shirt even.
I'm not gonna stand in here with you grown men. I'm a fucking child.
I saw one the other day that I thought
take
it was gonna
pictures
attack.
Of these suckers. You gotta, I thought send those out in the group chat. That's what the boys like to see.
No, there's one boy in there that might get a little too excited. I gotta be careful.
Tony, do you do socks in the sauna?
That's in my home sauna. I wear shorts. And yeah, my socks and Crocs, but I'm like,
you can't go socks in the sauna.
I wear socks. You know,
he can't stand the sight of his own feet.
It's not that I can't stand the sight of it. It's awkward for me to have my feet out. So I could literally, like, honestly, I'm putting it in my will that I have to be buried in really tight socks, crew socks.
Do you have six toes? What's going on down there?
No, nothing. My feet, I didn't know my feet were fucked up till I was. And they're not fucked up per se, but like I didn't know that they were different than other human feet till I was.
Wait. 18. Let's dabble more. Let's get more into this. This seems therapeutic.
The first thing your brother looks at when he meets somebody, like, is their feet.
Because he's a weird person. He also clips his nails in work, and I fucking want to punch his throat. But no, my toes.
He's also the craziest
really
person I've ever met in my life. He's
hammer toes. And that's it.
What's a hammer toe?
So it's basically your toes like curl up like. They don't sit flat.
Are you good?
It's a normal thing. I mean, it's a trait in my family. I'm not the first one that had it. And it's just, I didn't even know
it was
a thing.
I'm in your family.
Well, you might
I don't have these.
Your fucking mother might have it. You might not even know.
I have good toes. Great toes.
So some people's toes sit flat. Mine are a little bit different, but that's okay.
I'm telling you, you could ask Frankie about your mother's toes and he would describe them.
Is this a kink or is he judging people?
No, it's just like a weird thing. Like when he came out to California, we were kids. I grew up with this family, and my buddy had a younger sister. She walks out. She says, "Oh hi, I'm Elena." And he like leans into me. He's like, "She's got webbed toes." I was like,
"To be fair, I had no idea.
I knew her whole entire life. I never looked at him once. She heard about this and got a surgery.
What's the surgery? Have them.
I mean, I gotta be honest. If somebody had webbed feet, I think I'd catch.
They weren't even
that
bad.
She fucking a duck or her parents ducks?
A slight webbing. I mean, listen, you gotta. I mean, it's better that he did say it, honestly, because like then she's gonna be like, you're gonna be 30 and have webbed toes. It's insane. Fucking craziness.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you look at it that way, but just to the you just met this, she was 13 year old girl.
He's a known bully. He's a known bully.
What do you mean? It's the most insecure man I've ever been around.
Literally an O'Doyle Rules character where he just he looks for the weakest link and he's gonna go at you 100%.
He'll say the meanest thing to a human being and then be like, 30 seconds later, be like, "You're still mad about that?" Yeah, you fucking
did. I don't know what he said the other day, but we were trying. I don't know if I said this on the podcast or it was after, but I was a person we worked with years ago died, and she's, you know, not young, but fairly young. And she was, you know, we liked her and everything, but we don't work for that company anymore. And we had a bad falling out. So we were like, "I don't want to go." I was like, "I don't want to go to this and see all those people." And he was like, "You got to go." I was like, "I really don't want to go." And then the next day he came in to work and he comes and he goes, "We're going to go to that thing in a couple hours." I goes, "I don't think so." And he goes, "You fucking piece of shit." And he goes, "What the fuck?" And he went into his office. He goes, "What are you, a fucking piece of shit?" And then he went back into his office and then I just was like, forgot about it. And then he came into my office like 10 minutes later and just was like asking me about, I forget, just nothing. Like, and just like nothing happened. I was like, "Do you remember you just called me a piece of shit like 15 minutes ago?" And he's like, "I did. I don't remember that." He's just fucking,
he's clinically insane. Just without, he will never go see a clinician. That's his thing.
I don't know. It helped me in a way. It gets me over real battles in my personal life with like my own family so fast growing up with him and my other brother, just because it was just always a battle. Royal all day, every day, and then like 2 minutes later, you just had to be ready for him to be like, "Do you want to play video games and like win NBA Jam Tournament Edition?" I was like, "Yeah, obviously we can play." Like, you know what I mean? Like 2 minutes ago, we were having a fist fight, but we have to win as Shaq and
Mario Kart,
Anthony Hardaway.
I wonder if the May brothers were like that.
No. They seem like a real nice Southern family. Like probably have like Wait. Sunday dinners together.
Can we talk about something outside. Else? I have never seen a grown man as a tight end get hit as hard as Hunter Henry got in the last football game. That guy,
he was taking
getting
shots,
battering rams. Right.
They were projectile shots. Like people were launching into his head two or three times in a row in the span of 10 minutes. And
but you could not keep the hog down. I mean, the grit on that guy. Interception was obviously not his fault.
I believe it was his fault. Hit him in the hands, man.
Hit him in the fucking numbers, Hunter. If you're listening, Hunter, which I know you are, you really let it hog nation down here.
Listen, so how far is Chapel Hill from your house?
My house? In a couple hours. I'm not going. We'll not support that.
Why? We're going to go. How far is it from Charleston?
Chapel Hill is like an hour from my parents.
Sounds like sounds like somebody's hosting. I don't know if I'm telling you. Somebody's going to get season tickies.
My mother's already looking into it.
Mom's going to get season tickies.
Not supporting this. He's not SEC good. I don't support ACC talent. Get out of here.
I already changed my Twitter profile.
We're not talking about like leaving Arkansas fandom. We're just going to support you.
You quite literally texted exactly that 2 days ago.
I was never a real Arkansas fan. I like the gear and I like the name. I don't know any of the players.
My father has it tattooed. If I went to my dad right now, who has an Arkansas tattoo on his leg, and said, "Hey, Dad, I'm leaving the fandom," I think
you're not leaving the fandom.
Your dad has a Confederate flag tattooed on him. He's fucking. He's in
with the Arkansas Razorback. Yeah, I think he would put me out. You know how they kill cattle? You guys know how they kill cattle? They shoot them in the eyes. I think that's what he would. He would take me out back and shoot me between.
Miles here is an electrician running wiring for this new home build.
Good morning.
Miles doesn't have time for funny business.
I guess.
Miles traded up to Sirius Commercial Auto Insurance from GEICO for customized coverage that grows with his business, all for seriously low rates.
So where's the GEICO surprise cameo?
Come again?
You know, like some big famous football player or something. He's going to bust through that wall, isn't he?
No, this ad is serious business.
Guys, get over here. You got to see this.
No, there's nothing funny over here. Sorry. Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps Scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Yeah. Tell me how that's different than your dad rooting for every SEC.
We had a, trust me, he and I had a huge falling out about that.
For a conference is a fucking purely college thing that's insane to me. I would never root for the New York Jets if they were in the Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Yeah, but it's insane.
Me and my dad had a huge falling out about it 2 days ago, and we really haven't spoken much since. I told him I was fucking sick of it. He was like, I'm cheering for Texas. I was like, no, you're not. I said, we're not doing this anymore.
Texas and Georgia,
we're done. And he said, I will cheer for the SEC. You won't tell me what to do, son. I said, no, you won't. And we had a big falling out.
Well, listen.
Big falling out.
Then I'm a fucking support. I can support North Carolina as an ACC fan. I can support ACC teams. And I'm going to be going down to the Johnstons in North Carolina, and we're going to be having ourselves, me and Mrs. Johnson are going to have road trips. We're going to go 4 or 5 games a year.
Just seeing Bill patrol the sidelines again.
It's going to feel great. Spinning the whistle. I mean, he'll have the tablet out talking to these 18-year-old kids. They'll be trying to TikTok on the sidelines. Every single kid is going to quit. There's going to be a 50% transfer rate at that school.
I can't wait to see the transfer portal after year one.
Elite. Some white kid, some fat lineman, was like, I have, like, literally right after Belichick signed, he was like, I have decided to take my name out of the transfer portal. He was a North Carolina lineman. I was like, oh, all these kids are coming back. Like, you know, every single kid's going to come back for this year, and then kids are going to, like, transfer in for this year. And then the real deal is going to be after next season. To see how that really goes, because he's gonna just off fucking reputation alone, he's gonna get so many people to stay and come and want to play hard. Like you're incorrigible and impressionable as a young youth. And he's going, you know, you hear the name Bill Belichick, you're going to want to go play for him. I mean, it's basically Saban type.
All these young bucks might just know Bill Belichick as the loser he's been for the past 6 years.
No,
if you do well at North Carolina too with him, like your draft stock is going to go through the roof.
Exactly. And when I was a kid, you knew Vince Lombardi was like the greatest coach of all time. That's what you were told. You just like he was like the Babe Ruth, but like he was dog shit for the last like 15 years. He was a coach. He coached Washington, and like nobody even remembers. He coached like two games, just quit. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bill will be good. He'll get him a couple 8-win seasons. He'll retire, and his kid will take it.
He's going to win a national championship at North Carolina.
I would almost bet. I might put the fucking title to my home that he does not even get close.
Listen, I'm not even joking. All right, in the 3 years, it might be difficult. How fast did Saban win a natty at Bama?
At LSU? He won one at LSU. Did you forget that?
No,
he won
I remember, at LSU. I mean, no, I know, but he went there. So, okay. So, LSU, how fast did that take, that turnaround? How fast did he win?
I thought it was his second year.
Was it his second year?
That's
okay. To be fair, though, LSU probably had elite recruits off the jump. Alabama, before Saban got there, was dog shit for 30 years. We can admit that. LSU was probably stocked with recruits. They always are. Doesn't matter who the coach is. Alabama was so bad for 30 years. I don't even know if they had good recruits when he got there. So it's more important to me how fast he turned around Alabama. So I don't know.
He won LSU's first national championship, by the way, if you were curious about how good LSU was.
I'm not saying they weren't good. I'm just saying they always have stacked recruits, which they do. So
he's Nick Saban. He's the GOAT to ever do it. No, and he's a fucking liberal, which is crazy.
I don't know.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it? I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, he's a big time lib. Big lib. Huge lib.
Cut.
Oh my God.
Not like Bill. Couldn't be Bill.
Yeah, in his second year he went 10-3 and he won the Natty.
Okay, yeah, but what about Alabama?
I'm sorry, I think I lied about that. Yeah,
that's what
no.
I'm most concerned with as maybe, I said the last 10 minutes.
What about Bill? Oh, at Bama? At Bama, he started his first year is 2-6. His second year is 12-2. Third year, 14-0. Wow. You know, Nick Saban's really good, dude.
So year three, he won the Natty?
In Alabama, he went 201-29. Yeah, dude. In his
I don't know why you're refusing to answer my question.
In his third, fifth, sixth.
Okay, this is the first one. It's the only one I cared about.
His third year. His first year he went 2-6. Second year he went 12-2. Third year he went 14-0.
That's what I'm looking for. That was the answer. So in Bill Belichick's last season, as under contract with North Carolina, if he's not picked off by an NFL team, which is still possible, I could see Dallas firing Mike McCarthy tomorrow, and fucking Bill being like, "Oh, I'm just going to coach Dallas instead." You know what I mean? I could easily see that.
Clearly, like. There's a reason behind this. Why UNC? Like, he could have got a job anywhere.
The University of Arkansas would have been a really good place for him to end up.
So they have, like, unlimited money to pay their coaches. It's Jordan-backed. You can get any recruit you want. He wanted to stay on the East Coast. And the NFL wasn't coming calling. Face it. He's 72. He wants full control. He'll get that at college. And he just likes to coach. That's it. I mean, those are the main factors, I think.
You're saying what a Black Monday, whatever it is, nobody's calling Bill Belichick.
Well, he did that. I mean, I'm sure he's got, you know how many people he has in the know, including himself? Like, he could call every owner that's going, like, they're going to fire the guy from Dallas. They're going to fire the guy in Jacksonville. They might fire, I don't know who else would even be on the table. Maybe, New Orleans needs a new head coach, right? He's not going to go there.
I think it comes down to Bill wanted to be in the Carolinas.
He wanted
because
to be,
it's the greatest place to
be.
Well,
he wanted to be on the East Coast, and he wants full control. So, like, maybe he wouldn't have got that Jacksonville. That has – and he likes history, too. Like, think about that. Like, Jacksonville Jaguars started in the 90s, like, fucking NSYNC era. It's not exactly –
Or
like,
literally nobody called. Like, no NFL team was calling.
Well, that's what I mean.
There's
he's
a very
not gonna
good
get
chance.
The call. He's just too old.
It's also, too, like, he wants to have control, like – There's nobody has more control over anything than like a college football coach has over a program.
Yeah.
Like they're God.
You're a hero. You're fucking Sam Pittman stinks and he has the balls of the state of Arkansas.
Like, I don't know what kind of, I don't know what kind of facilities they have for football in North Carolina. I'm sure their basketball facilities are like off the charts, but like He's going to come down there and transform it into Patriot Place, Chapel Hill, basically. You know what I mean?
I think you've got the wrong idea about college football. No, I don't think it's going to be as I don't think it's going to be as easy as you think it is.
It's not easy. I'm just saying he's.
You don't just get recruits anymore because you're Nick Saban or you're Dabo Sweeney. It costs money.
And that's why you go to the Jordan-backed North Carolina, which you also get it off fucking Vibes, KP, and you know that's
true,
too.
They literally cannot, they cannot even hold the cock of the University of Texas, Texas A&M. They can't hold the cock.
Dude, okay, do people, Colorado is all of a sudden this nice big fucking school that everybody wants to go to? Or is it because fucking Deion wears shades?
Oh, sorry, never mind. Yeah, my bad. That Bill Belichick and Deion Sanders have a lot in common.
You missed my entire point. I said people recruit off of vibes too. I'm saying like you, there's different ways to recruit. Like Deion has no fucking pedigree. He coached at Jackson State, won a bowl, and did shit at Colorado year one. I mean, what are we talking about? We're acting like he's won multiple national championships.
He didn't do anything. Do you want Bill to have the same career as Deion's having? You
no,
want to win
but
a natty.
He's
got to go
recruits.
Do what Texas is doing. He's got to go do what Georgia's doing. He can't compete. He can't recruit with Kirby. You ever heard a Kirby pregame speech? A Kirby pregame speech would make me go to work every day and be better. It would make Acme North a better place
please,
if you guys listen to Kirby pregame.
Compare Kirby Smart and Bill Belichick's coaching fucking resumes.
Kirby Smart's going to go down as the greatest college coach of all time. That's a fucking trademark statement by me right here on the Malcolm Go Pod.
In what way?
The date is December 11th. I guarantee it.
How can you guarantee? You just said Saban's uncatchable. He's going to win, what, four more national championships at Georgia?
He's like fucking 40 years old. Yeah, he's got to win four more national championships. Have you ever heard his pregame speeches? He is a psychopath. I do. That's what college is. That's what you don't get.
A pep. Okay. No, it is. I do get it. I understand that that's part of it.
Bill's going to come in here and try to treat him like men, and they're going to be like, yeah, dude, I'm 18. I don't even know how to fucking buy a plane ticket.
Well, then he's going to get a different type of recruit. He's going to get Patriots-style recruits. He's not going to get fucking New York Jets-style recruits. He's going to be recruiting guys that are like that. They're going to be business-oriented football players. He's going to be guys willing to set the edge, Kenneth. You telling me that Carolina doesn't
and
have
edge
setters?
He's going to go 4-8, and you're going to be like, damn, Kenneth really knows college football. That's what Arkansas does. Arkansas's like, you know what? We don't need the guy that's better than everyone else in football. We need to go get the guys with heart and that are smart. And you know what they do? They go 6-6 every year,
Here's
and
the guy,
I want to
But
die.
You don't understand that he coaches those guys into the right position.
This is college football. The difference between athleticism, you have to have athletic. You can't just have fucking guys that are disciplined anymore. This isn't the NFL where everybody's good. The bad college guys are bad. They're bad at football.
I don't know, KP. You're a resident college football expert. Guy, but like, I don't know. I refuse to accept that he'd be a worse head coach than Nick Saban was.
He will make them good. He will make them good on a level of like he'll be a mid-tier
good team.
They're
going to compete for an ACC championship game.
I think he could play for an ACC championship. Sure.
Mack Brown
he's
had
not going to compete
Carolina
with
the
Kirby
the
Smarts of the world.
He's already brought in 12 transfers from Rutgers.
They're all studs.
You know what? Bill does like hogs, and there's 22 hogs in the portal.
Fucking portal. I'm going to be still. I mean, Bill's going to be fucking. I don't think Bill's even working the portal. Bill's concerned with fucking Chapel Hill youths. He's down there at the middle school right now fucking recruiting.
He's going to go get like the Tyler Hansboroughs of the world.
That's perfect for him. And they'll set the edge and they'll fucking
And they'll
sturdy.
Go fucking 5-7, Tony. You have to go get the most ghetto, blackest man from the most inner suburb or inner city bullshit Memphis town you've ever seen. And he's got 11 stars. And you have to go pay him and his family $1 million.
I'm not paying anybody. Listen, I told you, he's there to coach. Whoever they pay, they pay. That's on Mike Lombardi. I keep saying it. I'm not going to explain it again. There's a fucking clear line. Like, Bill is in charge of all of it, but Mike Lombardi has his own fucking situation. He's in charge of the recruiting, doing all that shit. Maybe Bill has final say on who comes in, who gets what. But, like, there's no salary cap, is there? You can just spend whatever you want. Bill could pay him himself if he wanted. I don't know the rules.
I really don't think you get.
He can call Michael Jordan and say, Mike, can I have $1 million? Can I get $1 million for this kid from Charlotte? He's down on his luck. He's picking between Georgia and North Carolina.
You go get the inner city Charlotte guys, you got a chance.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Where do they get the recruits from? They must get Charlotte guys.
I just can't wait to see him in a Carolina blue cuff.
Make those eyes pop.
I mean, a Carolina blue hoodie. I'll say this. I will be watching Bill Belichick coach at the University of North Carolina, but yes. I do think he's going to struggle at first.
Buddy, year one, he's beaten South Carolina. I want you to know that.
Are they playing South Carolina? I hope they do.
Don't they always? I thought they always do.
A lot of the time. Let's go look. Let's go look up.
I know that they're coming to Cuse next year, and I'm going to be at the Dome in Carolina blue, I think.
Yeah. You'll be in one of those like dumb like half Brady Brady Bucks versus fucking Bucks.
Gonna say the half is gonna say 2007 alumni. The other side's gonna say Belichick.
I can't stand you.
Blue Belichick jersey. Here to see Daddy coach. And I can't wait to piss in the fucking Carrier Dome troughs again. Brings back memories. I'm gonna bring the whole fam. They didn't rip it out.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Wow, Bill's first game. Bill's first game ever is TCU at the house.
At TCU or at home?
No, at the house in Chapel Thrill.
Is Chapel Hill do they have a good stadium?
It's not bad.
How many does it hold?
I'd probably say 55. Let's look at
Gillette.
I'll look
bigger than Gillette.
He's got Clemson at the house. Duke at the house. He's at the Cuse.
I know he's at the Cuse. Believe me, I already checked that off. That's late November too. We're going, boys. We're gonna be skipping Thanksgiving to see that. Is Maggie's still open? Maggie's. That was a 2007.
I think we could go to the. We should go to the Clemson game.
We're going to the Cuse.
You know what I should do?
In the Dome.
I should fucking. I'll reach out. I'll reach out and see if the fellas can do a flyover at Chapel Hill. Get free tickets.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Get free tickets for the fellas.
You're going to be dropping chocolate milk out of the fucking, the back like we're used to supposed to.
What do you mean? The boys did the South Carolina game 2 weeks ago.
So why can't they do the fucking North Carolina game? We'll go.
They can.
You know, Bill respects the military.
We just have to reach out.
I've got a photo with you and a handwritten letter from my good friend Bill Belichick. I might bring them down there, get it signed.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I forgot about the letter. Tony's going to be like, Bill, you wrote me a letter.
Yeah, we did. We're best friends.
I'm looking up the stadium right now, Tone.
Write him another letter saying that
so
I will be following.
63,000 it holds.
I said, changed my Twitter profile to the North Carolina goat. It's a sheep, I think, or whatever the fuck. What is it? It's got the fucking horns. It's a ram. What is it? It looks like a sheep. What's a Tar Heel?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know it's a Tar Heel. It's a Tar Heel. But, like, their sideline thing is a sheep with the fucking horns.
Well, since my parents moved down there, I've been looking to get behind one of the schools.
We found one.
Found one.
Yeah. See, I was always North Carolina was such a big brand. I mean, obviously, it always has been. But, like, when I was in, like, the school in the 90s.
Here we go. We're all going to talk about how we've always low-key been UNC fans.
No, kids
I can't.
Love
I hate
wearing
this.
The North Carolina shit because of the colors.
I hate this
and,
fucking podcast
now I'm just
so
all
much.
In. I mean, I never was a North Carolina guy, but now I'm the biggest one. Did he just quit? Good. I'm glad he fucking bumped off. He thinks he's the fucking...
I hate him.
No, fucking good. He just literally jumped off the podcast when we were talking about North Carolina. He thinks... Where'd you go?
I was swiping off some apps here because I was about to get into the burner. My normal Twitter. And
we thought you left in a fit of rage.
No, I'm not in a fit of rage. I hate this podcast. Why? I get why people don't listen. I get it.
Tens of listeners, okay?
I mean, I just don't understand it, KP. Yeah, okay. Razorback first, but we're rooting for you. We're rooting for UNC now. We
You're
are.
Razorback. Everybody that likes college football likes several teams. Your own father watches every SEC football team.
He watches every football game. If Saugus High was on ESPN, it'd be like, well, you know what? Them Sagems, I've been cheering for them forever.
Listen, not for nothing, but the Sagems got blown out on Thanksgiving. It
was a bloodbath.
How bad?
I don't know. I don't know. They lost
one of the worst in one of the worst it in was, years.
To be fair, it was pouring rain. I mean, so yeah. Kenneth, do you have your headphones in?
No, that my phone was about to die.
He knows we busted him too. He's got his fucking non-photo up. He's got non-camera action right now because
that's my dad. I'm actually somehow on my dad's email.
It's so easy. You just open the phone and look at it, and there's no problems.
You get ADD.
Like, stop doing 10 million other things.
I'm
you're like my daughter. I'm trying to make her. I'm like you. Like growing up, it was such a big deal to me to watch Christmas specials, and I would watch them every year. And they would only be on once, right? And nobody ever recorded them. So like, your mom had to look at the TV guide. Okay, Tuesday at 9, Rudolph. Wednesday at 7:30, Frosty. Now I can record everything. So I come home, I'm like, okay, girls, because my son won't watch it. So I'm like, you guys want to watch Frosty tonight? And they're all, yeah, it's fucking yeah. I bring him downstairs, put it on, nonstop questions, leaving the room, fucking running away. I'm like,
not ADD. Any respect to the director.
I think just the ADD is absurd. Like, I would sit there and watch, like, don't end. Like, just so excited for the whole thing. And my kids could give a fuck. Like, they were excited at the prospect of watching Frosty, and then they were like, I gotta piss. I gotta take a shit. I gotta fucking have pretzels. Kenneth, if you gotta get headphones. I gotta mute you.
Mute me. I'm doing something.
He's doing something.
I ate him.
Is there anything worse? Why can't he just be a professional? Be a professional fucking fifth mic for once.
Be a human.
You know it's annoying everyone. No one else can fucking hear because
he's got this. All the camera is this goddamn sailboat in his background.
I thought he's the Moana boat.
Is this better? Is this better?
Yes, it's 100 times better.
Don't do anything else but talk to us.
All right.
Yeah, every iPod and iPhone for the last 75 years has come with headphones. You must have them to plug into your computer or phone.
I have them, but my phone is dead, so it's either plug those in or plug my phone in.
I don't have headphones
in. I can't figure out this technological problem from 2,000 miles away. I just can't do it.
It's because my fan is on extra high.
Is it hot down there?
No, it's just I can't sleep if it's not. I'm waking up to hunt in the morning, so, hunt. You know.
That's such a fucking...
The deer aren't going to kill themselves.
Yeah. What do you do with all that deer?
I have jujitsu at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you guys got stuff to do, huh? I got fucking...
I'm going to get drunk, though. It's going
to... Tony's got to get to work at 10... Tony's got to get to work at 10:30, so...
Maybe. Was that an early day? No, I got to... you know, same old, just keeping the grind going. You know how it goes. Just got to make money. I haven't had a break in all year. I'm fucking taking a vacation after fucking next Friday. It's going to be the tits.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go into my basement and fucking be in, what do you call it when the dude, when Mr. Lebowski is in the back? What's his name?
Seclusion.
Just going to be in seclusion in the basement for a whole week. Daddy's in seclusion.
You're taking a week off just to stay in the basement?
Yeah, I'm taking a gentleman's intermission, I think I would call
it. I gotta ask a question. Why did we do the Epic Pass thing? I don't understand the point of that if you're not gonna use it.
Well, there's one right by my house. I mean, I'm going Saturday, in fact, now that we're saying that.
All right, it's big.
Well, I'm gonna try and go to Stowe, but the fucking prices are through the roof right now. That's also on the Epic Pass. It's always through the roof, but there's one room in the whole town for sale right now for like three nights at a reasonable rate that I might be willing to pay.
When's our cabin done? I need to get up there.
Ooh, that could be.
Skiing is just too much work. And I
love the game. I love to be in the game.
I took one of the worst spills in the history of the ski mountain in Rangeley, Maine last year. It was ass over tea kettle. It was tough.
I don't remember that.
It's just so much effort to get up there. It's a drive, fucking expensive. You know, lug all your shit up the mountain.
Yeah, it's not as expensive when you've got the military pass and you're stealing valor. It's actually quite cheap. I think
I might make Tony. Might make Tony ski in full uniform. I haven't decided yet.
I might. I'll be saluting the fucking trees. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking go out there and fucking with a Congressional Medal of Honor. I could give a fuck. I was $125 for the entire year. That's not even, that's one and a quarter probably ski passes
for a day.
Yeah, exactly. So like I had to pay $500 for my kid who's under 10 for the year, and I paid for mine was $125. So basically I have to go like 6 days and it pays for itself, which is easy peasy.
I get emails all the time about how the snow's looking in Vail if we want to make a run.
We do need to make a run to Vail or Tokyo. We can go to, that is a great deal. I mean, you're telling me so you, for $125, learned, you can go to fucking Switzerland, you can go to Vermont.
I learned that there is, I was talking to one of this pilot, like all the airlines have ski teams, and they like will fly their ski teams around. They have like competitions, airline competitions, like Delta versus American. Really? I was like, I might have to get in on this here. Like, they're going to Tokyo this year to have a ski competition.
Wow.
That's pretty dope. Bill Belichick couldn't make those teams.
Bill Belichick can do anything. Anyway, we only have a few minutes here left.
We forgot to talk about the Patriots. No, the Cardinals this week, huh? Scrambling quarterback, Marvin
Harrison. The news of the day was Bill Belichick.
It's been news of the day. Yeah, I mean, we're so excited.
I got Bill struggling bad. I've got Bill hating recruiting. I don't think he's going to like that.
He's not recruiting. I've already explained it 25 times. He's not going to be on a couch at some fucking projects in Miami.
That's why he's not going to win.
Yes, he will. He'll win on vibes, just like Dion.
That's right. He'll win on vibes. That's exactly right. Bill Belichick, actually, he is known for his vibes. He's so vibey.
He's got vibes. Listen, this week, Patriots at Cardinals.
Oh, it's in Scottsdale? That's cool.
Where do you think Gerard Mayo lands if the Patriots get blown out these last 4 weeks, which is very possible? Two Bills games, Chargers, and Arizona.
I think he ends up in a union job in Charlestown.
I think they're going to keep him from everything I hear.
Well, that's what I mean. They're going to keep him, but like, say they get blown out or in non-competitive the next 4 weeks. You're going to Buffalo. You have Buffalo at home. You're going to Arizona, and you have the Chargers at home.
I just told you, I think he ends up in a union job.
Sweeping fucking on that weird
on the North Shore, doing stand-up comedy at the Kowloon.
Hey, listen, don't make fun of Kowloon comedy with a K. Big deal. They got a fucking documentary out. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on somewhere streaming. Kowloon, it's called.
I'd love to watch the Kowloon documentary. Are we in it?
Maybe. I should be a fucking producer.
By the way, Frank, Tony, we haven't told you yet. There's a good chance my picture makes the wall of Kowloon before yours does. We're not going to tell you how, but you're just going to walk in one day and you might have to take yourself out.
You sign it with your autograph like The Rock.
No. Vince has pulled off something extremely clutch, and I think I'm going to end up on the wall. And you're not.
Vince has no pull anymore. Vince is no longer.
Vince, don't tell him, Vince. Don't ruin it. But hey, you're going to walk in one day. It's just going to be my picture. And you're going to hate yourself. You're going to hate everything about
Tony. Tony will fire down like three white Mai Tais and rip it off the wall.
I would take it right off the wall. I really would. I'd say, Andy, this is fucking bullshit. And you know it. Me and you have been Twitter friends for years. This kid is up here as a farce. He's not even.
I go above Andy's head.
You go right to Bob?
Yeah.
Robert. Get over here. Let me get your ear.
It'll be everything about my photograph on the wall will just ruin your life. You'll hate it. And then Frankie will walk in. I'll get some of the meanest.
If my family's on the wall at Kowloon, I'd be amped. The place is closing in a few years anyway, just like they say. Kowloon
Yeah, it was supposed to close while I was there. We like rushed there because we thought it would be the last night ever of it.
We got under a minute. Who's going to win the Patriots game?
I got the Arizona Cardinals win. 56-7. Drake May throws a 62-yard touchdown to himself.
I like that play.
24-10 Cardinals.
Okay. I like the Cardinals in this one. I like them at 24-14. I like Drake May to cook again, be the entire offense. Drake, I mean, he's Josh Allen light. I'll say goodbye to my friends because this is going to die here in a moment.
Goodbye,
friends.
Fuck you, Tyler. Tyler, I want you to know you blew it. You blew it. Your stupid acai bowls.
Acai bowls. Anywho, yeah. I mean, some of us here are excited for Bill Belichick to be head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. Some of us are Tar Heels now, and that includes me. I don't know what to make of it. I love it for him. I don't know if he's going to be good. I'm going to say tell KP I love it, and I think he's going to be great. He's going to win a natty. You never know. Realistically, I just wish he was still the coach of the Patriots because that would have been great for me. Because him and Drake May right now would absolutely be crushing it. I guarantee you. Can you imagine for me once, if you will, a Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick designed offense for Drake May. He made pre-Cam Newton look, you know, MVP level Cam Newton before he got his COVID and was throwing the ball all over the place. I mean, he was never going to be great, but let's face it, he looked pretty good that year for a little bit. I mean, imagine that. If you could have got Bill to draft Drake May, the defense would be better. You'd have Drake May playing right now. You'd probably be close to 500. And fucking whole different scenario. Bill Belichick be breaking the fucking record next year in New England where it belongs. Bob Kraft, for everything he says about keeping everything together, he really fucked up the record portion of it. Like, every single one of his players was one season or a season and a half away from breaking records as coaches, and he's fired them or let them leave to do it with other teams. It's like, I don't know, like as if Hank Aaron was just with the Braves for 701 home runs, and then he was like, you know what, fuck it, he can go to the Mets, and I don't want to pay him, and goes to the Mets and breaks the record. Everyone sees him trotting around fucking Shea Stadium with his Mets hat. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The Patriots stink. I'm just into figuring out what the hell's going on with Bill Belichick. I enjoy it. I enjoy the grind. I'm still, you know, I'm loyal. I mean, it's the North Shore Italian boy in me. So, listen, I'm going to stick with Bill. I stuck with Tom. I stuck with Bill. I stuck with my guys. I wasn't always there for Gronk because I feel like he backstabbed me a little bit. So, you know, not for nothing. I'm back on Gronk, but that's a whole nother story. But, yeah, I'm going to stick with my guys, even though I'm a Syracuse man. And, you know, get us on Twitter, Brady Disciple, Malvin Gopod, KP's Burner, which apparently is just probably him saying mean things, I'm sure. I don't have the account because I would probably retweet it and make it known. So, anyway, congrats to KP on winning Top Gun. Him and Iceman surely will be bombing Iraq soon. Patreon.com/MalvinGoPodcast. Discord.com/MalvinGoPodcast. Yeah, until next week. I think we're going to, I don't know, what's next week? Yeah, it's before Christmas, so we'll see you then. Go Pats, go.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it! Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honor. Your family's honor.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted to Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
This is Robert.
Hey there.
Robert is an over-the-road trucker. He takes his business very seriously.
Yes, I do.
Robert traded up to GEICO for serious commercial coverage, insuring not just his truck, but his cargo too, all for seriously low rates, with serious savings for his inspection history.
So, they're going to be a talking animal with a catchphrase like a armadillo?
What the armadillo?
There he is.
No, this is a serious GEICO ad.
Aww.
Get more with GEICO Commercial Insurance. Trade up today at geico.com/commercial.